Dear viewers, Samadhi channel, the last Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Inna rizqa la yatlubu al-abda kama yatlubuhu ajaluhu." Translation, sustenance searches for a person like a person's death searches for him. Explaining the above mentioned blessed hadith, Sayyidina Allama Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, "Search carried out by sustenance is stronger than the search carried out by death, because death comes after a person has consumed all his sustenance, but sustenance keep coming all the time." Allah Azza wa Jal has said, "He is Allah Azza wa Jal who has created you and then provided you with sustenance. He will then cause you to die and then will raise you up." Even if a person runs away from sustenance like he runs away from death, he still will definitely get sustenance, as the death also definitely comes. In At-Taysir Sharh commentary of Jami Saghir, Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, "The consequence of continuing to make efforts all the time for obtaining sustenance and continuing to try to get in excess is nothing else than the hearts becoming heedless of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and adopt moderation in obtaining sustenance." Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, "It means that your death will definitely come irrespective of whether you search for it or not. Likewise, you will definitely get sustenance whether you search for it or not. However, searching for sustenance is sunnah, whereas searching for death is not allowed. But both are certain." The brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam went to Egypt in search of sustenance and found Sayyidina Yusuf, who had gone missing. Dear viewers, generally a person remains so busy searching for sustenance that he becomes completely heedless of preparing himself for the death and afterlife. He is driven by the greed for earning wealth to such extent that he remains busy accumulating wealth without bothering about halal or haram sources. It seems as if he forgets his creator, owner, and the provider of sustenance. This is perhaps the reason for the financial problems apparent to everyone, that despite making such great efforts, almost everyone is found today complaining about inflation, illness, low income, and lack of sustenance. If Muslims had taken the divine commandments also into account, along with making efforts for obtaining sustenance, their situation would be quite different today. Learn a lesson by reading the following hadith. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has stated, "Allah Azza wa Jal makes the heart ghani of that person, means make him big-hearted, who has worry about the hereafter. Allah Azza wa Jal gathers his dispersed affairs and the world comes to him being contemptible. And Allah Azza wa Jal brings neediness in front of the both eyes of the one who has worry about dunya. Allah Azza wa Jal disperses his gathered affairs and he only gets that amount of wealth from dunya, which is only destined for him." Dear Islamic brothers, remember, what is written in our destiny will follow us, and what is not in our destiny, we will lose it even after acquiring it.